For the longest time, there was nothing. But then, it appeared. A beast not from this earth. Smiting the ones who deserved it. The ones who didn't. And everyone in between.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
We're doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after. Spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free.
Unless we tell you otherwise. Unless we have something we need to tell you about.
Unless it's like a colossal piece of crap and we feel like we have to tell you.
Yeah, something that is just too insane that we can't hold back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are like, the movie's out already, you can spoil it. I don't know. I don't really like doing it a lot of the time because I don't think you should have to.
No. I would prefer if you go see it yourself and make your own mind up.
Yeah.
We're just here to guide you along.
Today we are seeing The Monkey.
Yeah.
This is a movie directed by Osgood Perkins, who just did Long Legs last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's based off of a Stephen King short story.
Mm-hmm.
This is the film I, on my list of 2025, psyched the C list.
Me too.
This is one when I saw the trailer, and here's my problem though. This is what I'm always worrying about. The trailers are so good.
I'm not going to lie. This trailer had me sucked in 2 seconds.
I
was in. So I'm in big trouble, man. Because
I know, but you know, our worry, and that's why I bring it up, is our worry is always the fact that it's the movies with great trailers never are as good as the trailers.
I know. And I was going to ask you, do you know for sure if this is rated R?
Oh, it's a hard R.
It
even
is?
The trailer's rated R.
Oh, okay. Just making sure because we need some kind of carnage, you know?
If you don't, so that's good. You don't know, you don't remember the trailer very well.
I remember it. Okay, the opening. Everyone's seen the trailer where apparently the woman opens up the closet and she blows up, like, guts everywhere.
Yeah, he's got a finger in his mouth.
He's got I just hope that, you know, my biggest fear doesn't come to life where, you know, just everything is in the trailer. I want it to be throughout the movie. Gore, 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 gore. Just want it.
I heard there was like, and I usually don't see this stuff, but I saw someone put up online, I guess there was a bunch of early screenings, and it got me a little psyched because someone put up a negative review, and the negative review said, this movie is like out of control cruel.
What?
Like they were saying that it's disgusting.
Oh.
And that it was like offensive.
Offensive. Come on. Are these the same people that went to see Terrifier? Come on.
There was three things in particular that I heard. And I was like, okay, I think this reviewer might be too sensitive to horror films in particular.
But
they seem to really like Long Legs, which is weird.
Okay.
So we're a little iffy on Long Legs.
I really do want to watch it again. I have to revisit this. I feel like I was too harsh on it the first time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think in my head of like how I want to go about this, but I can't make a final decision until I see it for a second time.
And since this is before and after reviews, we always try to tell people like these are our instant raw thoughts. You know, when we come out of the theater, we come right here. We tell everybody what we think. We don't like holding back. We don't like, you know, hiding any from information or sugarcoating it. But I know some people kind of do sometimes, or at least wait a little bit to marinate on it. And I always say like a couple days later is when you really get a perfect review in your head, because you have to let that stuff really sink in. And so I think when we saw Long Legs, I came out very mad.
I don't think I was as mad as you were.
Yeah, I was very.
There was some things that I found nice about it, like the cinematography and the
100%.
The tone of the movie was creepy and everything I love about horror movies. But there was just, I think that I came out a little too harsh on it, and so this is why I want to revisit it. And I hope that this one doesn't do that to me.
Yeah,
doesn't put me in that position.
And a couple other reviews I mentioned that Longlegs might be the movie that I was negative about, like overly, and that I would take it back and maybe raise up the stars. Mm-hmm. I, looking at it, and the only reason we talk about this is Osgood Perkins' last film. It looks and feels great, Longlegs. And the thing I didn't like about it was letting loose Nicolas Cage. I thought it was too much. I know some people are like praising it, but I'm like, since when did you guys not think it was tongue in cheek funny? Mm-hmm. Because this is just him at his most insane. And what I also didn't like about it was, as a story goes, I don't think it was successful as a full story. And so that's why I'm like, damn it. I'm so mad about it because it looks great. It feels great. It should be this next classic. But the whole script was so you can see it all coming. You know what's going to happen before it happens. And when it all happens, you're like, what is this? Like, why? It's weird. And it's messy. And I'm a little afraid going into this movie that we might be hitting the same territory. But I really love the idea of it. And I like his directing style.
Yeah. Well, tonally, it's a different feel, like already, like just in the trailer. It doesn't feel like Longlegs at all.
It kind of feels like Final Destination.
What?
Yeah, this feels very Final Destination, where the thing makes people die in crazy ways.
Wow. Okay. I guess you're right, but I wasn't really looking at it like that. That's weird. Yeah. No, yeah, you're right.
It's almost like a Rube Goldberg machine, where it's like one thing, it moves another thing, it makes everybody get hurt.
Yeah.
And in the trailer, they show it multiple times, something like that. And I kind of like that because I think a more tongue-in-cheek, fun, dark version of Final Destination would be really cool. So I think that's why I'm really excited about this idea of this movie and what I like about it. And also has an actor I really like.
Yeah, this is Theo James. He did The Gentleman.
Yeah, he was in The Gentleman. He was on White Lotus.
Yeah, he's Divergent.
Yeah, yeah.
So
one that I blacked out. Thank you. I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah.
But I like him, and he's grown on me a lot, and I want to see him in more. And I think that this sounds like a really fun idea for him. But if it is too fun, I think that's my problem. I think I have to point this out because I already kind of said something about Final Destination. But my problem with Final Destination is when it's like the deaths are fun, it's the movie around it, the people in it, the characters are never that entertaining. Mm-hmm. And I think that a more like fun, like, you know, turning it on its head and making it tongue-in-cheek and making it, like, the characters are too serious in Final Destination for what's happening.
Right, that's true.
And so this already looks like it's a wackier version of that.
Yeah.
So that makes me kind of excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I hope there's a lot of gore, because I just get worried about the trailer. You know, like, there's gore in the trailer, and it makes you excited and pumped for us weirdos that like gore. But then I just hope that it doesn't dwindle, you know, and it's just,
yeah.
I want it to be like gore, you know, like,
yeah,
I
don't saying want it that
to be
too.
Like too tame.
You made me also think practical effects.
Yeah.
That's important.
I hope there's practical effects.
I didn't consider the digital effect problem.
I mean, we don't want, you know, Mario Bava style blood, but we also don't want the kind of blood that's computerized either.
I like that you went Mario Bava blood. I'll take Mario Bava blood over Blade, when like Deacon Frost is getting cut up at the end of Blade and it's just like the CG nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't want to speculate, but I think I might come out of this with a 7. If there's good gore,
yeah,
I'm gonna come out with a 7.
Oh, I hope this isn't one of those episodes where we come out defeated.
Oh shit!
Someone pointed out once that like there was nothing funnier than hearing you guys completely defeated after you were so psyched up.
Man, all right. You know what? Even if I'm defeated, I'm still going to come out hot, okay?
Yeah,
I'm
going to come in hot.
Like, it's going to be like that scene in Can't Hardly Wait, and he says, I don't want to hear that defeatist attitude. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt says, we're screwed! That's going to be my voice.
What movie is that?
And, isn't it 10 Things I Hate About You?
I think you say Can't Hardly Wait.
Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You, sorry.
What scene? Who, Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah, no, 10 Things I Hate About You, when he says... Oh, we're screwed. No, we're screwed.
Okay. Now I'm seeing it. I just saw like Mike Dexter in my head. And I was like, what is happening?
I say that to my coworkers all the time. They're like, oh, come on, Joe. Stop being so gloom and doom. Like, oh my God, I'm so happy. No, I'm not happy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I mean, at work. Oh, you know.
I was going to say, also, this movie has a monkey in it. So I guess my love of monkey-related movies.
Yeah, they changed a monkey to a drummer instead of, like, you know, with the cymbals.
Yeah, it does have a...
That was a copyright infringement, I think, for Disney, wasn't it?
How so?
I thought that Disney owned, like, the... Didn't Disney own the property, the cymbals?
No, so I think that's always been a toy that's always been around.
With the monkey with the cymbals.
Yeah. It would wind up and it would bang the cymbals. This one is a drummer.
Wasn't that in a Disney movie? I just swear.
No idea. I think it's on the cover of this particular Stephen King book.
Oh.
Isn't it like Skeleton Crew? Yeah, I think Skeleton Crew. And I think he's on the cover.
Oh. Well, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. I feel like that monkey... with the symbols is like a
no idea what Disney.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not Disney, maybe it's something else, but I feel like it's like they couldn't use it and they had to use a drummer instead.
No, but I love the drummer thing. Oh my God, there's a part in the trailer where it twirls it in the air. I'm like, I love it so much, and you know everybody's gonna want this damn thing.
Oh my God, I hope it becomes like Trick or Treat Studios puts it out and it actually works.
It has they show its eyeballs and it's like veins in the eyes. It's so creepy.
Yeah.
And I already love it, like instantly. All right, let's go check this out.
Okay.
The coroner said it was an accident, but it was no accident. It was a monkey. When I was a kid, my twin brother and I found something that loved to kill. I did everything I could to make it go the fuck away. But it had other plans.
Hello, brother.
Bill.
The monkey that likes killing our family. It's back. It must be vanquished.
Why don't you vanquish it, huh, Bill? Wait!
We have been chosen to witness its power. Over life and death. In its most devious ways.
Okay, so that was crazy.
It sure was. It was not at all what I was expecting.
Yeah. What we got here was a... it's a tough one to talk about because... I think it's some really, really clever horror movie comedy.
Yes.
Some very clever meta commentary on horror movies and family problems, especially like parent.
Siblings.
Well, I mean, it all comes down to fatherhood.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, tell me what you're thinking.
Okay, well, without giving too much away, I was flabbergasted at the fact that this was full-on horror comedy. I mean, I did not expect this at all. I thought that it was going to be more of like a supernatural, paranormal, like, creep fest. That is not at all what this movie is. It was very shocking. But I will say this, though. From about 15 minutes in, you knew what you were getting right off the bat.
Oh, they let you know real quick.
Right off the bat. Yeah. Yeah. So I had fun with this. I thought it was different. I thought it was interesting. I feel like the movie took itself too seriously while not taking itself seriously enough. Does that make any sense?
Okay, so you wanted them to tone back on the satire.
I think yes.
You wanted less satire, more serious. Yeah. Watch it. That's kind of shocking, actually, because the satire part of it is incredible.
Well, I feel like, you know, I was expecting what I was expecting, which is my own assumption, by the way, because, you know, trailers can be deceiving, and they surely are, mm-hmm. especially in this case.
Well, that's good, though.
Yes. This was one of those cases where the trailer definitely was, you know, it fooled me. It fooled me because what we got here was not what you expect by the trailer at all. It was a very different movie.
yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of in the trailers, but I feel like it's not. I feel like the trailers are letting you know, but not giving anything away in how what's happening in the sequences in the trailer.
True. I found that this movie, there's a lot of vagueness going on, like as far as like the characters, some of the characters. However, there was a lot of moments in this movie where I was just like, oh boy, this is something.
Yeah. There was a definite moment where I realized I was the only one laughing out loud. And I think I actually heard someone say, what the hell is he laughing about?
Oh, I didn't hear that. But I was laughing in my blanket.
I was laughing. I was laughing through a good amount of this film.
I mean,
by myself.
That's a problem. See, like, I didn't understand if we were supposed to be laughing or if this was, like, taking itself so seriously that we had no choice but to laugh because we're like, wait, are they doing this on purpose?
Every line of dialogue was hilarious. In the first half, every line of dialogue was hysterical. There's, like, a mother talking to her kids, and she's just like, yeah, you know, everybody dies. Some people die nicely in their sleep and peacefully, and some die in a grueling death. And she's telling their kids, oh, sometimes they like trip on a clothesline and get strangled to death.
Yeah,
and
I was like, wait, okay.
Whoa.
This is, it started to get a little too jokey for me. I did have fun. I did laugh a lot. But here's the thing about that is that I didn't want to laugh. I didn't want to. I wanted to be like, oh my God, that gore is astounding. Oh my God, you know, holy shit, this is creepy. Or, you know, I didn't want to go into this as a horror comedy. I didn't want to. I wanted it to be like scary, creepy.
I knew it was him, and I knew that the concept in the trailer was going really tongue in cheek. So I knew that he was going to do something like that. And I know he comes from like more of a comedy. Kind of like, I remember he was in like Dead and Breakfast.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
He does show up in this, and it's hilarious. He does show up in and I kind of knew he was from that like background of like a little bit of a comedy take on it, and so I knew that that might be here, but I didn't know to the extreme that they were going to be mocking like every aspect of a horror movie and what we enjoy.
Yeah,
they're kind of like making fun of what we want.
I mean, 100%. So that's why I'm here like, okay, they're making fun of what I want. Like, I want the goddamn horror.
I'm going to say this. A lot of people are not going to enjoy this. And I know exactly why they're not going to enjoy this. Because you have to laugh at the disturbing.
I mean, yeah.
For a certain type of humor.
Yeah, it is disturbing. But also, so like, I went in thinking, okay, I really want the horror and the gore, and I want it to be just like in your face, just straight up gory and creepy. I did get the gore, but I didn't get the creep factor. It was more comedy, and they took a different angle. But I am one of those people that can go both ways like that. You know, like, I like horror comedy, and I like, you know, real deep-seated nasty horror, like creepy horror, but I wasn't expecting this, so it threw me for a loop. But I still came out like feeling a little bit fulfilled in some weird way. I mean, not 100% fulfilled, but fulfilled enough.
Okay.
Did you feel that? Like,
well, I mean, I'm overall happy.
Okay.
I will say that there was a couple moments in this movie, and I think it mostly has to do with when the movie goes too serious.
Yeah.
There's a plot line in here, and I kind of already said that, you know, like, father stuff. And sometimes that goes a little too serious when wacky shit is happening around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was here on board for what I would say is in the first half of the movie, they do this thing where I took it as like through, like you see these movies sometimes and you're like, oh, we're watching it through a kid's eye. So everything's like fantastical or weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we're watching it through those young lenses. Well, this is like, what if you saw a horror movie through a young kid's, you know, eyes? And I really liked that concept and I was enjoying that. When it got to the adult stuff, like when it got to more of adult main characters, I think it got a little too, it was going in a whole nother realm.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I was all on board for this crazy first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was kind of like, ah, damn, I think this is a little weak now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was starting to overstay its welcome. And then it got crazy again. And I was back on board.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, this, it took me up and down, up and down, up and down. And I got a little annoyed because I kind of wanted the characters to be a little bit more fleshed out. Like, I wanted to know a little bit more. But the movie kept kind of telling us basically, like, okay, this is what we're telling you, what you need to know, and that's the end of it, you know, like just the bare minimum of what you need to know. And then it would take you into like these serious moments, and then it would just smack you right out of it with like someone's head on fire, you know.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
It was just like, it was very up and down, just like you said. It was like very, it took you out and then back in and then out and then back in. And I felt myself like holding my head a lot of the time, like, you know, like disbelief, like what?
I can see that a lot of people would say this is tedious, and I can understand why someone might say that or might approach it like that.
Yeah.
I think that this kind of nailed a lot of what kind of humor I enjoy. So I think I was on board for it, but I will admit there is some dull aspects and there's some tedious aspects, and I can completely see why any critiques might be negative.
Yep.
But I will say that when I was talking about in the before about the, I also can see why that person was saying that this is unnecessarily cruel. And yeah. It absolutely is. I completely understand why they're saying it.
Yeah.
There isn't one aspect of this that wasn't taking the piss out of everything. Like, mm-hmm. Every single moment was a joke.
Yeah.
In the darkest areas you can imagine. Like, they just kept going for a dark joke and nobody serious.
No.
This is the same problem I had with Long Legs, whereas everything was so serious. And then when a wacky element was thrown into it, I thought it messed up and muddled the movie. Because I feel like when you clash tones, you get ejected from it. You're not completely, mm-hmm. you're not immersed, you know, you're not immersed into the story. And so,
well, you can't get immersed into the story because they immediately like toss you for a loop every time. So like once you get in, it's like, nope, we're going to flick you right out of it because we're going to go towards the ridiculous now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's the problem I have with the one movie, because if you have a whole serious movie and then you have like a joke, or an aspect of it that is too comical,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for me to stomach the whole film overall. Here, this is 95% satire.
Yeah.
So I was okay with that 5%, although that 5% might have been the weakest spots of it. And yeah. I might be generous. It's probably 80% satire. But there are some really fun things about this. We got to talk about some of the actors. Because the we noticed that the kid from Sweet Tooth is in this.
Yeah.
And he's playing a dual role. He's not a twin, right? In real life, right?
No, but it's like, also it seemed like at some times that there was a different kid. I don't know why I thought that.
That's what I was wondering, if this was like him doing both, because, wow, he was great.
I feel like at sometimes I was looking at the same kid, but then other times I wasn't. So it was weird. But yes, they were supposed to be identical twins. And I was just like, okay. Yeah, his name is Christian Convery. He's young Hal. But there's a different kid.
Oh, there is two kids.
Oh, no. Okay, no. There's a kid playing Petey. Okay, Petey's a different character.
Yeah.
Okay, no, yeah, he was playing dual roles.
Wow. Yeah. I will say that both were complete. You completely understand who was who. There wasn't a moment of where, these are too similar. The same thing goes with Theo James. Like, they're doing totally different, like, he's totally doing different things.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have to say, though, this kid, going back to this Christian Convery, he is adorable. He's adorable. I love him in Sweet Tooth. And, he was in Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, I know. He's taking some interesting things. Yes. I hope he continues with this.
But he did great here.
He's really good in this. There's the two, it's completely different from Sweet Tooth.
Oh, 100%. Like,
both characters that he's doing here are completely separated from Sweet Tooth.
Yes. There's also a character that I was telling you was, I was like, is that the sister from Schitt's Creek?
Is it?
It 100% is Sarah Levy. Oh, yes.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
You can't tell. She doesn't have really many lines.
No, but I mean, I noticed her face.
This is, by the way, no spoiling. There is a shitload of cameos.
Yeah, shitload.
There's references and all these things from horror movies.
Yes.
Are being referenced. Yes. I couldn't even tell you how many there are because I know I didn't catch a bunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
The movie started with a cameo and we were just laughing. We're like, what?
Yeah.
Right out the gate. I enjoyed that so much. I enjoyed those aspects. I enjoyed when you know certain actors understand the material.
Yes.
And how to go for the jokes.
Yeah, they knew exactly what they were doing. They definitely did their homework.
Yeah.
But I feel like tonally, though, I don't understand why he went some directions, you know, with this, because I feel like, all right, well, on one hand, I'm laughing and I'm having a great time, but then on the other hand, I'm like, I kind of feel sad for these, you know, characters a little bit. I wouldn't say sad because they're kind of goofy, but I feel like some kind of way about them. You know, it was weird. My emotions were all over the place with this movie.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just continuing on positives.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say a couple more positives before we keep mentioning the tone of the movie, because that is definitely the main aspect of what's wrong with the movie is tone, you know, tone overall.
Yeah. But I guess it is. I guess it would be a con.
Yeah. I would say that would be the biggest flaw of the movie is its tone, which is the same as Longley. Going back to the positives, the monkey itself is so cool.
This thing is so cool. I love it.
I don't know. Every shot it's like, he films this thing so well.
Mm-hmm.
There are shots of it. Sometimes they have what I would just call killer monkey porn, where it's just like he's shooting it from other angles with like fire going up around it and like the drum. And
yeah,
he's the eye. They did a thing where the eyeball looks like it's always looking at you.
Okay. Was I going bonkers? But it looked like his pupil was dilated.
Oh, it's definitely messing with it. I was trying to figure out how they were doing it each time. Are they doing digital stuff? Is it an optical illusion in the eyeball? It had to be digital because we would see the reflection of the cameras too much and the lighting.
Yeah, I feel like this thing was looking into my soul. Oh, it was weird.
You feel it like sometimes when it's shooting on the side of his face,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like he's looking at you sideways.
Yeah.
It's very creepy, and the first thing it does before it drums is his mouth opens up.
Oh my
up.
God, can we talk about that smile?
And it's so creepy that I absolutely love it. Yeah,
it's outstanding.
And sometimes they do other things with the monkey face.
Yeah.
And I was so on board with that. That every time they went to that, I was like, okay, I love this. I could watch this monkey make things happen for days. Like I just was laughing. And every time, I love that this movie was like a self-aware of even the insanity of the things, because there's a couple times where people go, or they just set up something, you're like, oh, that's there. But when characters start noticing the thing, why is that thing there? That made me laugh. And I was like, they're referencing that they know how insane this is. Like, And it's just like the setup. It's like, you know, in Final Destination, no one notices that some crazy thing just happened, whereas like a piece of metal on a train track.
Right, yeah.
No one notices anything crazy about to happen. But in this movie, they're like, why is that thing right there? And I made me laugh so hard.
You know, it's funny because like the monkey itself is beautiful. It's beautiful. It is a wonderful prop and animatronic, I guess, because I think it was CG. This thing is animatronic.
They definitely built this. Oh, sorry. They definitely built this thing. But I definitely think that they manipulated it later on with CG.
I think they had to because of the eyes and the smile, but
they could have easily made all that animatronic, but I doubt
it. I think that, I mean, yeah, with the smile they could have, but I don't know if they did. But that was definitely a pro, the monkey itself.
The guy, this Osgood Perkins, we got to give him credit. His filmmaking, he is really good with a camera.
He is.
Like, he knows he how to set shots. Up shots.
Yeah, he gets really good shots.
I don't know who the cinematographer on this is, but there's the way that they shoot certain things is so good.
Yeah.
Also, the gore. I was saying there is definitely CG gore,
mm-hmm.
but there is some really disgusting, disturbing deaths in this film.
There is.
And some of the stuff you'll never see ever.
So that's the stuff I'm here for.
Yeah.
I wanted to see all that. So I got what I wanted, but then, you know, well, to an extent, I didn't really go in thinking I was going to get horror comedy, but that's what happened. So in a sense, I feel like a little bit like, meh, but it didn't destroy anything for me.
Yeah. I was just going to say about the gore. Continuing with the gore, I just wanted to say that there was a line of dialogue here that I'm not going to tell what happened, but it made me laugh so hard. I just wanted to mention it. It was like a character is like narrating and they're showing it. And he's like, the coroner said it was like, it was like looking at a cherry pie that had been kicked and they show it pour out. And it is so disgusting, but I was laughing so hard.
I didn't think it was disgusting because I was like, okay, that definitely looks like cherry pits.
Oh, it was.
It was really well done, though. But that's
the kind of stuff that I was all on board for. I overall can't say that I'm 100. I'm not disappointed. This was so unique, so different.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen something like this in a long time. This feels like one of those movies that would have been the cult classics.
Yeah.
I definitely think this is going to be up there.
Yes.
With fans of like Reanimator.
Yes.
And like Frankenhooker and stuff like that.
The cult, community. This is
definitely going to stick up there and being in that area. I know that the mainstream horror fans these days, this will not connect with them. I don't think.
No, like the younger kids or like the...
It's rare when that breaks through. These newer filmmakers doing more interesting stuff. It's rare when we see that breakthrough with the horror community.
Mm-hmm.
These people, like, we just saw a trailer for the new, I want to keep calling them Raka-Raka. The
Raka-Raka, but it's not.
Their new movie.
The Brothers Filippo.
Yeah, they did Talk to Me. We just saw the trailer for their new movie. And again, it looked like another artistic, beautifully shot film.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Talk to Me broke through and was able to be successful is very, it's hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see guys like this. That's why I was also shocked that Longlegs connected with a big community. Or Smile. There's been a couple that have worked, but usually it's movies like Scream or these slasher teen movies that kind of connect with a bigger audience for some strange reason. I want to see movies like this break through a little bit more. But I know the humor of this might be too hard for a lot of people to connect with.
I don't think it's for everybody. I think you have to go in with an open mind and don't expect anything the way I did. But I wasn't let down. I mean, I was kind of like a little, you know, I wanted to go a different way, but the direction that it did go, I was good with.
Yeah.
Because I had a good time with it.
I think a perfect way to end this before we give our scores is to say that when we were leaving the theater, we were opening the doors and people were behind us and there was a younger woman behind us and she said, I haven't seen anything that cool since Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
So yeah.
That's strange and cool since Tucker and Dale versus Evil. And I laughed. I was like, that's a good way to connect it because it is that kind of spoofy.
Mm-hmm.
Although I say that I would say that Tucker and Dale is very much more acceptable in what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to connect with. There's stuff in this movie that I know people are going to be like, what the hell was that about? What did that mean?
Yes, they will.
And I can see that being a problem.
Yeah.
But for me, if I had to give this a rating out of 10, I am definitely going with a 7.
I'm going with a 7 too. I had a good time. I actually, part of me is enjoying the fact that I didn't get exactly what I wanted. Because it kind of just surprised me. And I don't really get surprised anymore. I mean, let's face it, when we go to the movies, like the last one we saw that was like a little bit surprising to me was Companion. Because I was like, oh, this is cool. You know?
Companion.
I really dug that movie. Dug that movie a lot. And so I was like, oh, wow. You know, so we seem to be on a good streak with the surprises. So, yeah, I'm going to go with a 7 also.
I think that's there was a moment in the movie where I was like, ah, shit, this is going to be a 6, isn't it? Like, it's going down.
Yeah.
And then it went right back up, and I enjoyed the last half a lot. So,
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, and luckily, it came back, and it made me enjoy it more. But, yeah, that's what I got. You got any more thoughts on this movie?
I mean, you know, I like Theo James. I'd like to see him do more. I like him a lot. And the kid from Sweet Tooth, he's a doll. But overall, I had my issues with this, but it still ended up being a 7 for me because it was a fun ride.
I was worried that you were going to go 6. I thought going to go 6 during this movie. Because when I was laughing, and I didn't hear you laughing as much as I was like, oh, no, this is going to be a 6 or lower.
Well, because, yeah, I was sometimes, like, it takes me a second because I was like, okay, did that just happen? I'm like, wait, am I supposed to laugh at this? What's happening?
I guarantee if we had a couple beers, like sometimes we do before a movie.
I would be a hot mess, though.
You would have been laughing through the whole thing.
I might have been, but
it would have loosened you up for a little bit more.
I didn't know what to think, you know? And you're right. If I had been drinking a little bit, I wouldn't really be in that mindset where I'm like, okay, I'm picking apart everything.
Yeah.
It would have been more of like a wee type thing. But I'm thinking about it, and I'm glad I get to think about it. So, yeah, still 7.
Maybe when I'm thinking about you laughing, maybe your speed of dying laughing in a theater is more Venom Last Dance.
Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you, that movie, it did something to my brain.
That's funny, though. All right, everybody. That's our, we're giving it 7s, but we both recommend it.
Yeah.
I think everybody should check it out.
Oh, especially yeah. It's definitely, it's something special. I think it's something different.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Until next time, have a good one. Bye.
Everything okay up there?
Yeah, everything's fine.